Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be, and the Odd Couple, of course, is the way sports talk radio should be. Rob, we got Jim Peterson of Bally Sports North. He's the Timberwolves television analyst, so it'll be great to have him join us to talk about this team from Minnesota that's making a lot of waves in the NBA. As far as the other playoff game, or the one playoff game being played tonight, right now it is 25-20 in favor of the New York Knicks in Indiana, Rob. They withstood an early rally from the Pacers, and now they're up by 5 late in the first quarter.
Long way all to right. go, yep.
Yep, yep, definitely. All right, Rob. Rob G, come in here. We just had Jared Goff get paid. They didn't have to pay him. They could have let him play it out another year, but they went ahead and extended him. It is the season for that. Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars, will he get paid? There are a few other guys out there like Tua, Jordan Love. Rob G, kind of paint the picture. We're going to focus on those two, Jordan Love in Green Bay, Tua Tagovailoa in Miami. Rob G, tell us, kind of summarize their situations as Rob and I get into it.
Well, the situation is there's not a whole lot going on with either guy, because according to several different reports, first off with Jordan Love, ESPN's Adam Schefter was plugged in as anyone, reported earlier this week that while both sides are expected to continue talking, while they're supposed to be the two sides that will continue talking here throughout the offseason, they are not anywhere close to getting an extension done with Jordan Love. That's for a number of reasons. The biggest one being that he's only started for one season and he's only really played well for half of that. So there is some kind of confusion at both sides as to what the appropriate number would be. Obviously, Jordan Love wants to get paid top of the market.
Especially coming off that playoff
given the way that he played
in Dallas, Chris.
Right?
Like, that's the one, if you're his agent, that's Jordan Love right there.
Exactly.
Did you see what he did in Dallas?
And
we didn't see that all year. Let's keep it real.
And Green Bay, obviously, is a little hesitant. So that's number one. On the flip side, down south in Florida, in Miami, Tua Tagovailoa has played very well, actually, the last two seasons. Unfortunately, last year he almost had to retire due to concussion issues. This season, he played the entire year, which is a big step for him. But as we've well documented, struggled against the good teams and struggled in cold weather. So according to CBS Sports, Tua, who has been one of the forefront guys in the offseason as the quarterback. He's a very strong leader, has usually always led a lot of OTAs and player workouts, things of that nature. According to CBS, though, he's missed most of the voluntary OTAs this offseason as the two sides are trying to negotiate a new contract. Again, he would like to be paid near top of the market. The Dolphins, given his injury history, given his, you know, struggles against some of the better competition, are hesitant to do that. So both sides are kind of at a stalemate right now, which got me thinking. Here's the question. Start with you, Chris. Of the two, Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa, which one would you feel more comfortable extending right now?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't want to extend either right now. Just keeping it real. Like you said, Jordan Love is only – he was phenomenal. And that's not an overstatement over the second half of the season. All right, he just was. He was great. And obviously in that playoff game against Dallas, you couldn't ask for more, right? You go into Dallas where they were 16-1 over the last, you know, 2 years at home, and obviously they're the heavy favorite. You're leading the youngest team in to make the playoffs in like 50-some-odd years, and you go in there and you get that W. So he was great over the second half of the season. As I said, right, his last – what is it? Let's see. His last, like – 9 games or something like that. What is it, Rob? It was like,
here's the stat that his agent is pimping out to anyone who will listen, including ESPN.com. According to over the final 8 regular season games, 18 touchdowns, 1 interception, the team was 6-2.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers types numbers. All right. That said, it's a half a year. And I would want to see more. Tua, my tune hasn't changed on him. He's had one fully healthy season. Now, he has won when he's played. I will give him that credit and that respect. But he's had one fully healthy season, and that was last year. And even in last year, they beat up on a bunch of tomato cans. They were 1-6 against playoff teams. He's never won a game. And forget cold weather, a tad brisky. All right, 45 degrees and under, he ain't winning, or at least he hasn't yet, ever in his career. And in most seasons, you're going to have to win in some cold, frigid weather to reach a Super Bowl. And so again, because of the health concerns, because I still, you know, I want to see how we do against some of the better teams. I'm not putting it all on him, but he's a part of it, a good part of it. I want to see another year. And I'm not mad at Tua for kind of, okay, you know, I'm going to do things a little differently now, put a little heat on y'all. I'm not mad at him for that because he should try to get the contract. I'm just saying if I'm the Dolphins, I am not completely sold on him yet. And so I wouldn't pay either. But if I got to pick one, I would pick – this is going to probably surprise you, Rob, because he does have the lesser track record as far as time. I would pick Jordan Love. My eye test likes Love better. That's me. My eye test likes Love better. I think Tua's arm strength is a little in question. And then, of course, there's the health issues, durability. So, yeah, if I have to pay one, it would be Jordan Love.
Yeah, I disagree. And I think Tua last year, that was the big year for me. Staying healthy all year, some of the other stuff. I mean, we could take a look. You talk about the cold weather and what the record is. He's not the only one playing. I don't know in those games, Chris. Did the defense give up 40 points? Do we know what the scores were in those games? I mean, so I can't really look at that and just say it's only on him. There's 22 guys playing. So the Jordan Love, it's just a small sample size. At the beginning of the season, the first half of the season, there were people saying, oh, we don't know what we got here. Maybe that's why the people were saying, no wonder the Packers didn't want to extend him because they didn't know what they had. And early on, there were those bad games. And he did catch fire at the end. But you never know. I'd have to take a look at some of the competition in some of those games where they beat in the bad Bears, beating some other teams. I don't know what the schedule was, Chris, at that point. But I do think that last year for me, it was Tua. Durable. Can he stay healthy? Were they winning games? And we know the 70-point fluke, whatever you want to call it. It was just one of those eye-opening moments where you saw, we've seen him have the comeback ability. 2 years ago when they came back against Baltimore on the road. And what was the other game? They had one other game where that furious comeback as well. So there's some things that I really like. And once you gave him some big receivers and stuff, he was able to make things happen. So, you know, could he get hurt? Sure he could. You know, that's just something that you're going to have to roll the dice with. But had he been hurt at all last year, Chris, or he didn't have the whole season, you know what I mean, then I would really pause. I would be more frightened to sign him to a longer-term deal.
So one healthy season out of four is good enough for
you?
Yeah,
coming that it's the most recent one, not that it was the first one. I mean, if you're telling me out of the two, who would I pick? I'm just saying I would pick Tua because Jordan Love, just his body of work isn't long enough for me.
But you're ready. Me in that you would rather not, like, ideally, you're not re-signing either yet.
No, I'd sign.
But you're ready to sign, too.
Yeah, and here's the other thing with the Jordan, which to me speaks volumes. It really does, because we talk about this all the time. The price only goes up.
Oh,
right?
No, right.
It only goes up.
Absolutely.
So if they really, after watching him for 4 years as a backup and in practice, and it's different from a game, Chris. But you get to see more of him. You know what I mean? You've watched him, and you've watched him. And at that point, they could have come up with a deal that he would have gladly signed, you know, without big money, because you're giving it to him before he even plays that first full season. You know what I mean? Like, if you really were like, this guy is good, we know he is, and if he stays healthy, you know, we got something. You pay him because he'll take less money on an unproven year, you know, before the season,
when they had
a chance.
I don't think they should have paid him before the season.
No, I'm just saying.
You didn't know.
They didn't know, and that's what I mean. They didn't know.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, Jordan Love's not in a really bad situation. Neither of them is, because I get it. They want security, right? And they should. It's football. I mean, you could get injured
at any point. And that's why I'm not mad at Tua either with the stuff. Because you go there and get hurt, now what? You know what I mean? I get it.
But that's why if I'm the Dolphins, I wouldn't give it to him. But I hear you. I mean, I think he's doing, you know, I'm not mad at his strategy. But, yeah, Rob, I don't, if they don't sign Jordan Love this year and he plays 90% of the way he did in the second half of that last season. And people are expecting big things from Green Bay, as they should. He's going to benefit. I mean, Green Bay is going to have to ante up and give the dude big money. So, you know, he's got to go out there and he's not in a terrible situation as long as he stays healthy. But Tua, Rob, see, to me, the thing, and again, it's partly the health, but not just. Like, I need to see him. And we used to talk about this with Dak, Rob. What'd he do against the good teams? And Tua last season, Rob, 10-1 against losing teams. They averaged 35 points a game, and his numbers were phenomenal.
That's a lot of games against losing teams. I mean,
right,
11
that's
games.
11 of their games. Right.
But if he had a bad record against them, that's what I would be afraid of.
But I like a few wins against some good teams. He was 1-6 against teams with a winning record. And he scored just 16 points a game. And his numbers went way down. Touchdown interception ratio plummeted. Yards per game, passer rating, they all plummeted against the top competition. And that was our concern with Dak for a lot of years. Like, well, he's beating up on these bad teams, but how's he looking against the really good teams? I got the same questions about Tua. What? And I would not be in a rush to lock him up because, look, they signed these guys well before the stage we're at now with Tua. But Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, which the Rams ended up, you know, at least in their minds regretting. Obviously, they traded him.
You know, you want him to get another contract, though.
You and I think Goff is better than the Rams do.
Not absolutely.
You know, but I'm just saying,
I thought they blamed everything on him, and I thought that wasn't right.
They felt like it. Look, it worked out for him. They got a Super Bowl out of Stafford.
Yep.
But we've seen guys get the contract. Kyler Murray, right? You and I both were like, ain't no way we're paying him yet.
I thought that was premature, especially Chris. Remember that playoff game he came off of?
Yeah.
I was just like, wow. And then the stuff
smart
he did.
Smart on his part, right, to get him to
he
pressure
pouted.
Him into signing.
He pouted like crazy.
Yeah.
Only thing here was Tua last year led the league in passing, 4,624 yards, ranked top five, Chris, in completions, touchdowns, and first downs. So he has some numbers that he could put out there.
Terrific weapons and a really good play caller and head coach in Mike McDaniel. I'm not saying I never pay him, but I just want to see more. I haven't seen enough. And, you know, we'll see what each of them does this season. But I would take Love. You would take Tua. 877-99 on Fox. If you have to pay one of these guys, Jordan Love or Tua, which one are you paying? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
This is a request,
live.
Chris, right here from me.
Oh, really?
James Brown?
Yeah, you're going way back.
Yep.
Godfather, Papa's soul, and hip-hop.
No doubt. They sampled
real, right?
Everything of his, Chris.
Oh, my gosh, everything.
And one of the things I feel lucky is I did get to see James Brown perform live in Las Vegas before he died.
Really?
Yes, I did.
When was that?
This was
roughly
in the early 20s, you know, mid 20s, 2008 or something like that.
Oh, 20.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I don't remember when he died, but it was like a year or two before he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was it?
And it was great.
At that stage of his career.
Chris, he still did a 3-hour show. He changed clothes, you know, with the cape and all that.
Split?
Oh, yes. It was outstanding.
I got a funny story. My dad was a good dancer. All right. And so he was probably in his 60s. And they were at a party. You know, he's a Kappa, so he was at this big Kappa party and whatever. Yep. And he's dancing. And he was looking like he wanted to do the splits. And my mom was like, don't do it.
You're going to throw your back out. Don't do it.
Well, he did the splits and couldn't get up. He, like, pulled a hamstring or something.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they had to call an ambulance.
Oh, that's so bad, Chris. Oh, man. At a party?
Yes. So that's a credit to the Godfather of Soul, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Dynamite, James Brown. All right, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, it's called, and HISA's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com, 877-99 on Fox. Jordan Love or Tua, if you have to sign one to a big lucrative long-term contract, which one are you picking? I got Love. Rob has Tua. Who do you have?
All right, Meg in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing,
hey,
Meg?
I'm great, Rob. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, Meg.
Well, as usual, Rob, you got my back. You got my boy Tua. The Dolphins have suffered long and hard for 20-plus years since Dan Marino sadly retired. And it's about time we got a franchise quarterback, and the man deserves to get paid.
I'm with you. Just you got to pay him. You got to put your toe in the water there. It's so hard to get a quarterback. And I said this to Chris. Last year was for me. I needed to see that. I needed to see a full season. And I saw that. Yeah, I saw it.
Look, I hear you, Meg, in that you haven't had a – he's the best quarterback you've had since –
And they've had a ton of quarterbacks down there.
I give you that, so I get the why you want to get him. But, look, you can still franchise, dude. Like, you don't have to rush. So I just want to be sure before I dole out that type of money. Because as we know, once that quarterback gets the huge money, it is harder to win and keep guys around him. Unless you're Patrick Mahomes. So it's going to be tough once you pay him.
Let's go to Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, buddy?
What's up, man?
Hey, Rob, I know you said it got postponed, but when is the radio station supposed to debut?
Monday, June 3rd. We're on schedule for everything. Thanks for asking. Monday, June 3rd, Detroit Sports Rap Radio, AM 1270, which is an affiliate of Fox Sports Radio, and the Odd Couple will be on, as Chris knows, Monday through Friday on Sports Rap Radio. So we're happy about that.
Okay. Hey, Chris, man. Hey, man, I'm starting to think Overton College is underrated, brother. But you be using some words, man. You got to be the Scrabble champion of the world, man.
Oberlin College is a top college.
That dude's an egalitarian. Man, I ain't never heard it. I thought that was a religion. I was egalitarian the other day.
That's only the beginning. Rob has no idea what I'm dropping knowledge half the time.
I thought that was an egg salad sandwich, you know? I didn't know what that was.
He said, law bastard or something. I said, man, I need the thesaurus when I'm listening to Chris.
You know what that is, Dre? That's just because he sleeps next to a doctor every night, and she talks in her sleep, so Chris picks up.
Okay, that's how I explain it. Hey, he's smart enough to marry a doctor, so he can.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the smart thing I did.
Hey, I'm like Chris, though. I prefer not to pay neither one, but if I had to, I'm going to go with Love. Only because with Tua, that concussion thing, he's one hit away from retirement. I mean, I know they all are, but he's just like a lot closer than everybody else. And at least Jordan Love looked like he's about to turn that corner to become one of the better quarterbacks in the league. So I would have to go with Love.
All right,
yeah,
Dre.
I agree with you, Dre.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Dre, in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre? What's up, Andre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I'm going to have to also go to Tua Tagovailoa based off the experience factor. You know, Jordan Love, as was noted, He broke through specifically in how he essentially manhandled the Cowboys in that playoff game. But prior to that, all bets were off. And he's only got 35 touchdowns and 14 interceptions for his career, Tua having played 81 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. To the point that was established, given that you want to take advantage of that quarterback on his rookie deal, and because that's your window to win. I think Tua has a mindset to learn from a Patrick Mahomes and sign that long-term deal that gives you a lot of optionality, right? People were killing Patrick Mahomes, saying that, you know, he took less money and it's his responsibility to reset the market because he took $50 million over a 10-year span. But that contract allows him to go back and renegotiate, giving them the ability to keep players. So for Tua, I think he has the self-confidence and self-assurance, frankly, to give Miami those same assets while still getting a contract. I mean, he's obviously not the best quarterback in football, but he deserves, you know, to be in that.
What makes you think he'll do that? Because he ain't Patrick Mahomes. No matter how much you like him, he's not Patrick Mahomes.
But, Chris, I do think he is like Patrick Mahomes in terms of his intangibles. Tua is a team-first guy. He's not a me guy. He's a we guy. So I think that, you know, his – and that's what you saw at Alabama. That's what you saw him coming off the bench to help him win the national championship. All the injuries that he suffered while being in the NFL, coming all the way from Hawaii, you know, kind of – so I just think Tua is a team player, and he – will have the mindset to give me my money, but it's not going to be, in conclusion, this Deshaun Watson or even Lamar Jackson standoff where he's going to hold them hostage. And
well, he's not going to OTAs right now. So
no, and he shouldn't. And he shouldn't, because if he gets hurt, and then, Chris, you're in trouble. Like, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Remember, we thought that Dak was crazy. Remember that? Didn't we think the year he got hurt, Chris, that he was crazy to go back out there without a contract?
Nah,
we did.
No doubt. All right, Jim Peterson, former NBA player, now the Timberwolves TV analyst, will join us in a moment first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest played in the NBA 8 seasons to be exact, with the Rockets, the Warriors, the Kings. Now he is the Timberwolves TV analyst from the Bally Sports North. I think he's ready. Jim Peterson, Jim?
I'm here, Chris.
What's happening, Jim?
Jim, great
good
to have
hey,
you.
Rob.
Yeah, and we appreciate
Hey, Chris, I literally just got into my room in Denver. And I don't know if you guys have been to Denver, and you know how far away the airport is from downtown Denver.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
we appreciate your time, because we know the players aren't the only ones traveling during this time. So we get it, man. We get it. I got so many things to ask.
I was going to tell you right quick, too, Chris. I just was riding up the elevator with Michael Grady. I said, I'm getting ready to be on with Rob and Chris Broussard. He's like, tell Chris I say hello. He used to be on my radio show all the time in Indiana.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Tell Mike Grady. I say hi. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Yep.
I got a lot to ask you, but let's start here. I mean, you, like I said, played 8 years in the league. You've been a broadcaster. You've seen it all. How do you explain what happened last night?
This whole series has been bizarre. I mean, games one and two, you know, the first four games, every team winning on the, you know, the road court. And what we did in game two was inexplicable. No Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
And the way that we shut them down. And, you know, we've seen it before. You know, obviously Jaden McDaniels and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Anthony Edwards and Mike Conley, along with Gobert, we have we're number one in the NBA in defense all season long, and so we've locked people down. And even going back to last year, we've had some games. I can show you clips from when we played the Dallas Mavericks, when Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards locked up Luka and Kyrie in an end of game situation. It was one of the greatest defensive possessions I've ever seen. They talk about the one where they Jamal Murray in the corner in the half court, but the one they did against Kyrie and Luka was even more dynamic. And so it's kind of our calling card. But what happened last night was, you know, energy from the crowd. We've got a good basketball team. This is probably our biggest rival
You know, there's not a lot of natural rivalries anymore in the NBA, but for, right. for us, I mean, Denver is a division rival. You know, a few years back when Tibbs was our coach, we beat Denver in game 82. The winner of that game was going to make the playoffs. And so kind of going back even 9 years ago when Nikola Jokic and Karl Anthony Towns came into the league together, that matchup has been a rivalry too. So it's a confluence of things, but all you got to say, though, Chris, is Anthony Edwards.
Well, look, you played against Michael Jordan, and obviously we've heard the comparisons between Jordan and Anthony Edwards. What do you think of those?
Can you say that one more time?
You played against Michael Jordan, and obviously yep. we've heard the comparisons, you know, between him and Anthony Edwards. What do you think of those comparisons?
Well, I think as a broadcaster, as a guy that's, you know, looking for storylines, you know, we're all always looking for stuff to talk about. With Anthony Edwards, there's been a lot of people that have been compared to Jordan over the years. I think that Ant kind of looks like him. And Ant, at 22 years of age, I think if you were to put Jordan and Anthony Edwards side by side, I think they're pretty comparable. You know, I was in the Jordan draft, so I came in the league with Michael Jordan. So when I see Anthony Edwards play, I see a really pretty not finished product. But I mean, Chris, if you guys saw how hard this dude works, like his player development coach, Chris Hines, the amount of work that these guys put in together, and the way that he's kind of like a supercomputer, like he's got holes in his game, but he's looking to like get rid of all of his weaknesses. And now what you're seeing from him too is an emotional IQ that makes him an incredible leader on top of it all. He's 22 years of age. And I don't know if you saw this soundbite of him in the locker room after the game, giving credit to Karl Anthony Towns for the way that Towns played. He does that every day, all over the place. He gives all of his teammates confidence. What happened to Karl when he played with Jimmy Butler, Jimmy kind of didn't understand Karl and didn't really want to deal with him at all. And I think that time, it was just not a great time for Karl Anthony Towns. But this pairing with Anthony Edwards has been really great for Karl Anthony Towns' confidence. And it really shows. Cat played one of the great Cat games of the season last night against Denver.
Let's go here. Game 7 is in Denver, obviously. If you're Minnesota, I mean, how do you look like, and you lose this, you think to yourself, we were up 2-0, winning two in their building, and then lost three in a row, including a couple at home. Did they pass on a big opportunity there?
Well, I got to tell you, Rob, I think that when you're playing against the best player in the world, I mean, Nikola Jokic is one of the most unique players I've ever seen play. I mean, I played with Hakeem Olajuwon for 4 years, and I played in kind of the golden era of post players
right.
in the NBA. And I look at Nikola Jokic and his skill set, and I think you're never going to be able to convince me that he couldn't play in any era. I mean, he's got post-up game, he's got pinch-post game, he's got top-of-the-floor triple handoff, pick-and-roll game, he can shoot the three. There's not a skill set that he doesn't have. And I think he would have given those centers back in the 80s and 90s fits. You know, he's kind of a young Arvydas Sabonis. You know, our Sabonis, when he was a younger player, he would have completely dominated the NBA, too, had he been able to come back in 86. But I don't know, Nikola Jokic, what he did in games 3, 4, and 5, it's unbelievable.
Right.
Literally destroying us, and there's nothing we could do about it. Throwing double teams at him, throwing Gobert at him, throwing big double teams at him. He was unstoppable. So, no, I'm not going to look at it like it's a disappointment. Obviously, if you take the Denver Nuggets, two of the world champions, to 7 games, I think you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and I think we have a good chance to win the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up your era of big men, Jim, because I wanted to ask you about that, you know, kind of Jokic compared to those guys, because it was the greatest era of big men ever. Let me ask you this before you go. Game 2, as you said, you guys blew them out without Rudy Gobert and, of course, lose 3 straight. And part of me, I got to be honest, because I thought – I liked your size. You know, I picked the Timberwolves to win it in seven. And I liked your size. That was one reason I picked you guys. But I did start wondering, man, do they need to kind of play some more minutes without Gobert and see what that looks like? Because the defense, obviously, in game two was just phenomenal. Did you ever, you know, do you ever think they got close to doing that? Were people in Minnesota ever wondering, you know what, let's try to go small a little more because we really had some success against them without Gobert?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things about Rudy's game is that, you know, we play Rudy in the spy against this Denver team. And, you know, Utah used him a lot the same way, too. Like, they wouldn't always put Rudy on the best big. They would put him in a situation, they put him on the worst shooter on the other team, and he would play in a spy role. And that's what we do against Denver. And we've had a lot of success. I mean, our teams, if you look at our matchups over the past couple, 2-3 years with Denver, we've basically split games. So we've given Denver a big problem. And Gobert's not just on the floor to play defense. He's a really important part of our offensive ecosystem because Anthony Edwards is one part of what our offense is about. Karl Anthony Towns is another part. But the pick-and-roll game that Rudy creates with Mike Conley is a really important piece of the puzzle for us to have offensive continuity. And so not only is it just not defense with Rudy, he's a really important part of the rolling gravity that he brings when he plays pick-and-roll with either Anthony Edwards or Mike Conley. So you've got to look at the totality of what Rudy does. He's not just a defensive stalwart. He's an offensive part of a really important part of your pick and roll game and offensive philosophy. So that's the way you got to look at Rudy Gobert.
All right. Jim Peterson, Bally Sports North, Timberwolves TV analyst. Jim, great stuff.
Yes,
good luck,
sir,
on Sunday.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Yep.
More I couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Nicely done, Mary Mary. Very, very great song to end the show on. Shortly after the show, our podcast goes up. If you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search iCouple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search iCouple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off of the air. All right, Indiana is up, Rob, 61-51 over the Knicks at halftime. What was your pick in this game? Indiana?
Yeah, right? I got Indiana in seven.
We both picked in. You got them winning the series.
Yeah, I do.
In seven. Okay. I originally had Knicks in six, but before the game, I said, you know, I think Indiana wins tonight, Knicks in seven. Rob, Jalen Brunson, who, you know, we love, but we're not saying is a superstar. First half, 5 points, 2 assists, 2 of 13 shooting in 19 minutes. I guess, Rob, if you're a Knicks fan, you're like, hey, our guy is having a horrible first half, no, and we're only down 10, maybe. I think, Rob, they should make a push. And if, like, if at the end of three they're not, you know, it's pretty much double-figure deficit, yeah. Take him out and let him rest up for game seven at home.
Well, that might be the strategy, Chris. But I do have a message for all Knicks fans after watching the first half from Jalen Brunson.
Where's your Messiah now?
Chris.
Hey.
Where's your Messiah now? You know what? I'm going to tell you this, Chris. I always thought that was in the Ten Commandments. And I went to the movie, you know.
That?
Yes.
That's not that cut. Not that excerpt.
No. But I mean that he said it, right.
Okay. That was clearly a joke.
Because Edward G. Robinson, right, is in the Ten Commandments. And he's the one who's delivering, talking to the, you know, telling the people, where's your Messiah? And he never said it, but Billy Crystal said that. And for a long time, I really thought that was in the movie. Where's your Messiah now?
Yeah, no. I don't think so.
Sorry, but that was not bad. It was apropos for the Knicks fan.
Now, Rob G, we had a whole nother segment, a topic, you know, for this segment. And Rob G hit me right before this segment and said, hey, let's do Jalen Brunson in the first half. Was it so you could do that little bit?
No. Once he said that, then I remembered the Billy Crystal.
Okay, because I was like, Rob probably changed the whole show.
No, not just for that
one
clip.
Little bit. Okay.
No. Right. Once he said he wanted to do it and it made sense, obviously people, they're down 10, Chris, and, you know, he's off. I mean, even some of the shots I'm watching, I know you're watching a little bit, right?
Yes.
They're all short. There's something, you know, like they seem like his shot is short. So I don't know if he's comfortable or uncomfortable, what's the right term, but.
The concern for me about the Knicks, and if you're a Knicks fan, I think the concern, Rob, has to be going into a game seven, that that's going to be Sunday. And then, Rob, it's probably going to be Sunday afternoon, right? They're probably going to have the Nuggets on at night, Nuggets, Timberwolves.
Yeah, you want to do
that. This will be Sunday, right? So you're
putting
not
the defending champs on for
days.
A night game, yeah.
Right. You're not even going to have two full days to, you know, between games. And the Knicks, you know, game four where it was short rest, didn't look good. And then game five, they got a little more of a break, looked great. And, Rob, I would be concerned a bit. I still think with the energy of the Garden and the Knicks' fortitude and fight that they'll pull it out. But that's something to be concerned about, and that's why I think you need to give your guys rest if they don't make a run in the third.
Well, here's another one, too, is Josh Hart, Chris. Strained abdomen in the first half, and he's been wincing. If he's not right, they better get him out of there, too. If they fall behind by 18 or something, you know, if you fall behind, you got to get those guys ready because losing here and not having them ready for game seven at the Garden is a mistake.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, Rob, what you doing this weekend? You got a big weekend?
I'm just relaxing, all relaxing this weekend. Nothing going on.
That's both of us. All right, have a great one.
You too.
All right, keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon next. iCouple. We out!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.